Hi, everybody, and welcome to Joel and Tim Ring It In The Call. That's it.
Am I having a stroke?
Yeah.
Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Everything feels wrong.
Yeah, it's all everything. It's backwards day, December 29th, obviously. Anyway, I guess we're going to ring in the new year. There you go.
This is the one week of the year where everything doesn't matter. Time doesn't exist. You had to message me yesterday, be like, hey, what are we doing today? And I was like, what do you mean? And you're like, we have a show. And I'm like, no, we don't. And you're like, yeah, we do. It's Wednesday tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, it's Wednesday tomorrow.
Yeah. Nothing makes it. It's these weird in-between days for Christmas and New Year's. Just nonsense. Should just not have clocks during them.
Hear me out. Christmas, Boxing Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. No in between. No, none of the six days.
Just do it. Just cut out the calendars. Like every 4 years, we'll just do like some sort of like month long hedonist nonsense or something.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Let the day one pay per view be like right now. Mm-hmm. For all I know, this like they are doing the day one pay per view as we speak.
Hopefully, with everyone.
I absolutely hope with everyone. And if you're here, then you're with us and you're everybody we need. So how about tossing a thumbs up on this video? Maybe you got a comment for us. You can drop it in the chat if you're watching live. If you're watching after the fact, go ahead and leave a comment here on this here video and subscribe to our channel here at Tim and Joel Pod. We want to do some fun stuff next year. So we're hoping you'll come along for the ride. And also we got our Discord, free 99.
Discord. Link in the video
description. Wrestling fans love the Discord, or maybe that's the discourse. Tim, how was your Christmas?
It was fine.
That's it?
That's
did
it.
You do the
I don't know.
No there's families?
There's a goddamn plague and it sucks. So,
did you get all the presents you wanted, little Timmy?
I got some books.
Ooh, the books.
They're very nice. And protein powder.
A man of taste. Was it chocolate? Was it chocolate protein powder?
Peanut butter chocolate, which is the best flavor made by this company. So
wonderful. Well, I've got peanut butter Reese's bars because I am also
peanuts have protein in them.
Yeah, there you go. It's perfect. Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means, says Mod Mike. I agree. So we didn't do Sunday show because it was Boxing Day. I got my booster and I was okay, but I was down for the count the next day.
Mine was yesterday. I'm fine.
You'll get there.
I don't think so. It's been almost 24 hours. I feel fine.
I was fatigue wiped the next day and I had to take a nap and then I was fine. I was just a little hazy. I know it affects everyone differently, but
exactly. Like that's the thing. Yeah. I hasn't really been too bad.
Good. So as a result, we didn't talk about SmackDown last week. We didn't talk about Dynamite. We didn't talk about Rampage. We don't need to go too far. Really, the only big things that you and I should get at from Dynamite first was Kyle O'Reilly finally debuting. He is finally with the AEW, as we said.
Yep.
And literally everyone
he finally
else
made that drive.
He took a few days. He decided to stop along the way. Where were they? They were in Greensboro. So he went from Florida to Greensboro. It was a bit of more of a drive because every time he got to a new city, TK would be like, nah, let's do it next week. Just drive with us and we'll find a nice spot for you to stay. And then you'll meet up with us there. And Kyle O'Reilly just wants to be a good soldier. So he's like, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it for my pals. And he finally showed up in Greensboro, and looks like the era is back together. We don't know what their name's going to be, but it's exciting. It was nice to see the best friends back together.
Yeah,
the other best friends.
Yeah, and a little bit of discord between them and the Bucks. Who knows? We'll see.
That's right. I did like Adam Cole on BTE saying that it was Bobby Fish's idea to bring in Kyle O'Reilly. that's good. Nice. I think that's a really nice touch.
A little bit of
And then the other thing that we saw was that they're going to do a rematch on January 5th for the AEW World Championship. It's going to be Hangman Adam Page, the champion, taking on Bryan Danielson. Because the last match went 60 minutes to a draw, this time they're going to do it again on the TBS debut, and they're going to have judges, Tim.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I did watch Dynamite. That's good.
Before the show, Tim's like, I watched nothing. I don't give a shit about any of the wrestling. And I'm like, oh, well, this is going to make this show great.
Oh, I made a I made it a priority to watch Raw and NXT because we're talking mostly about that. But yes. Apparently I did watch. I totally watched Dynamite like Thursday.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, exactly. So listen, are you in the camp that thinks they're going to go to a draw and the judges are going to get use?
No.
I don't either. I'm thinking the judges are a red herring. They're going to bring in some fun names and that'll be that. And I would laugh my ass off if Eric Bischoff is one of the judges.
Because if he can make,
yeah, if he can make the rounds and show up on both shows, I am all about it. Anyway, want to talk about Raw? Or do you want to preview Dynamite? Or do you want to talk about the Cody-verse becoming the TNT-verse?
Yeah. So three times he's had this title already?
Three times.
That's really silly. What a silly thing to do. Anyway.
The first three-time champion in AEW, Cody Rhodes, your favorite and everybody else's, keeps teasing that pedigree finish, but goes for the Tiger Driver, which I appreciate the level of trolling that goes into this. As someone who enjoys a good troll myself, come on, you got to give it to him. It's fun.
He really doesn't like Triple H.
Or maybe they're besties.
Maybe.
Have you thought about that?
Could be that. No, I don't think about them. Sammy Guevara's title reign sucked. Oh well.
I agree with that. I think it could have been a lot better. I think it could have been a lot stronger.
It could have been interesting at all, but it just wasn't. Like, they just gave him a few matches and then, it's Cody time again.
Yeah, exactly. Otis can't cash in Money in the Bank because Otis lost Money in the Bank to The Miz, and The Miz then cashed in on, I forget who, and then Bobby Lashley became champion after beating The Miz.
It was Drew, wasn't it?
It was Drew. Yeah. And then now we have Big E as the champion who beat Bobby Lashley. So Otis can't cash anything in. Otis has got nothing.
No.
In more ways than one. He doesn't have a neck. And we called that whole storyline on Raw too. Anyway,
a lot of this felt like people have been watching this show because the stuff that everything we said has occurred.
It's getting weird. It's getting very weird. Someone from creative is watching or keeping notes. It's very strange.
Oh, and Cody actually admires Triple H. Okay.
I was going to say, our buddy Chris Music and Moonsaults is talking about, Cody does have an affinity and an admiration for Triple H. Again, they're pals. They really are. In wrestling, they're all besties.
Yeah,
that's all they are.
He's never going to be him, but that's fine.
That's fine. I don't think he wants to be him in a lot of ways.
His debut with the sledgehammer and the big throne. I don't know. That's pretty Triple H.
Do you consider Cody a winner this year in 2021?
Only because he's has the ability to force himself down everyone's throats.
I mean, in the eyes of wrestling fans, do you think I'm not talking like wins or losses. I'm talking, did he have a good year?
I appreciate his ability or his willingness to set him on fire for my amusement, set himself on fire for my amusement. That's what I appreciate most about Cody Rhodes. And
fair.
And you know what? That brief moment in time where Arn Anderson was smacking him around. That was a good time.
Oh my God. Glock Anderson was a highlight of 2021. All those vignettes with Anderson, absurd and so much fun.
That was three straight weeks of actually enjoying Cody Rhodes and then right back to the shit I hate.
Fair. And then who else had a really, Danielson had a very strong 2021 jumping, main eventing the WrestleMania that was in front of people and then showing up at All Out to no one's surprised, but everyone's surprised in terms of the timing and then putting on match after match, banger after banger and telling story after story. The man had probably one of the best years of his career.
Yeah. Big year. Big year for old DB BD.
The Americans and Dragonson. That's what we call them. Danielson. I can't remember day to day what we call them either. And Hangman. Hangman's another one who had a wonderful year, winning the AEW World Championship, becoming a father. I'm sure is high on his notes of things that happened to him this year. He had a strong year. He told a lot of stories, and I think he's going to probably have a bigger 2022.
Maybe, but yes.
Do you think he's going to lose that title on January 5th? Is that what you're trying to tell me, that we're going to see?
No.
Danielson, the new champion.
I don't think so. I'm still a little bit like underwhelmed by his eventual win, but it was good. It's good. It's all good.
Okay. And then, yeah, I mean, listen, AEW had a very interesting year. They, in terms of the good that they had, a lot of the main event scene was big. In terms of what wasn't so good, a lot of their lower card kind of got lost in the shuffle, bringing in a lot of people.
Where Miro at? What happened to Miro?
We talked about the possibility of Miro being hurt right now because of how we saw him at the last pay-per-view at Full Gear, taped up. He's doing promos, so obviously there's something going on.
Like, I don't know.
But I mean, like Andrade, for example. Bring him in, nothing's really going on. You shuffle the deck with who's managing him or who he's managing. There's a bit of that. I've mentioned this on air a billion times, the Jack Evans thing. Like, just the lower card storylines that maybe aren't being finished off or maybe are just being thrown together because TK, let's say, likes the matchup.
Yeah.
But there's no story. Stuff like that kind of bugged me this year with AEW. But again, there were a lot of positives. Grand Slam was a great show. They were able to sell out a 20,000 seat stadium for the first time. They were able to, you know, have an amazing All Out with all the debuts. Then they double it up with the next pay-per-view with Full Gear, where the wrestling is very strong. AEW had a good year.
Yeah, great year.
And now we're going to move forward. Tonight is Grand Slam. What are they calling it? They call it something different every week. New Year's Smash. I know you like
all that. Another Wednesday. Dynamite. Regular another old Wednesday. Dynamite with some frills.
Yeah. Oh, no frills Dynamite. That's going to be when it's all yellow, the Dynamite logo.
Their first trip to Canada. Just like grocery store tie-in.
Oh my God, TK, if you're watching, please do No Frills Dynamite. No Frills Rampage, and just do the yellow and black.
If any grocery store is going to do it, they're going to do it because they put out that whole album. Like, they got some weird experiential marketing stuff going on. So
if you're not from Canada and you don't know what we're talking about, just look up No Frills Canada and you'll see exactly what we mean. You've probably seen it in other permutations. It's fun. Anyway, Dynamite New Year smashes tonight. JR returns. That's a big deal. He just announced he's cancer-free. Congratulations. Good to see him back. Yeah. TBS Championship semifinals. Thunder Rosa takes on Jade Cargill. Do you have expectations coming into this? Do you have someone you want to see win? What do you think will happen tonight?
I don't know. I don't know who I want to win. I don't know who I expect to win. Like, either one is a fine choice, in my opinion.
A fine choice.
I'm concerned about how good the match is going to be. That will be telling, like, if Jade is ready for the push or not. Like, if this is, because if you're going to have a great match, it's going to be with Thunder Rosa. So, like, this match needs to be very, very, very good. And if it isn't, then Thunder Rosa absolutely should win.
I agree. I think this is absolutely Thunder Rosa's match to make Jade look good. And if that can't happen, then we have other conversations to have. But I think we're both in agreement. Jade Cargill is most likely going over.
Yeah, I think so.
What if it's a squash?
That would be fine, I think. So long as, you know, they squash this in the interest of just spending more time on the next match.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think the other side is Ruby Soho versus... I can't remember who the other person is. Someone else in the chat will remind me.
Didn't they already do that? Isn't that over?
Yeah, they
didn't that happen.
They did that. Yes.
Who won?
And Ruby won.
Ruby won. So it's Ruby.
But it's Ruby and who? Oh no, that's a
semifinal. Yeah.
In January 5th is next week.
Yes.
Again, this is the lawless time of the year where nobody knows what date it is.
Yeah, and you know, these stumpy brackets being stretched out over months is a lot.
Yep. Moving on. Eddie Kingston and Santana Ortiz take on Daniel Garcia and 2.0. Listen, this has got to be Eddie Kingston's big comeuppance, right? He's going to win this match for his team. Right.
Yes, I don't know. Like, it doesn't. Eddie Kingston lives in this weird space where wins and losses don't matter at all. Like, he just exists and is Eddie Kingston. He God just wants to get back to catering.
I just want my apple pie, Yonkers.
Oh, I want
everything ends in him saying Yonkers.
Yeah.
I could see Eddie just getting the pin and ending this feud. Easy peasy, whatever. Yeah. Santana and Ortiz, it's time for them to start moving towards the AEW tag titles, right?
Yeah, which they've said as much as of late.
They have. Yeah. That's right. Let's get it. And then in what I can guess is the main event, Orange Cassidy, Best Friends, going to take on Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly's debut in AEW. Why are you making the Bobby Fish face?
Because again, you keep saying it's the main event, but I don't know. They keep starting the show with the main event. So I don't know. It could go either way. It's a coin flip at this point.
I mean, they've announced that on January 5th, the Danielson Hangman match will be the opening contest.
Yeah, because it's going to be an hour again.
Could you imagine?
I think might do it. Like, not go to the judges, but I think they might make it last as bloody long.
We'll see what else gets announced for the show.
Yeah.
That's really what it's going to come down to.
You'll know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, tonight, something's got to happen because you've got only three matches announced as of noon Eastern on Wednesday. The only other, like, they'll probably add one more. Yeah, maybe Tony will do an interview and announce something during a Busted Open segment like he does every week or something. But other than that, yeah, I don't know what else could main event. The semifinal has enough stakes that it could main event.
Yeah.
And it would make Jade Cargill look bigger.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what else. Or you have a debut. Who, like, that's the thing. That's the moment. Who's going to debut tonight? Is it going to be Brody King or is it going to be the Briscoes?
The Briscoes, yeah. Yeah.
We got to find out tonight. That's going to be a near smash AEW Dynamite. Let's move along. Do you want to talk about Monday Night Raw?
Yeah.
Monday Night COVID Raw?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, both WWE shows got a little bit weird.
The MSG house show and the Orlando house show, they ran on the same night on Boxing Day on the 26th, and there were so many last-minute changes. They sent home so many people or had people in sequester. I was sitting there like, oh, shit. Like, what are we doing?
Pivots, like mad pivots.
Yeah. So a lot of pivoting. They brought in Edge for the Madison Square Garden show, had him take on KO in a cage match at the last minute. Like, they literally called him like the weekend of and said, hey, what are you up to on Sunday? He was like, I have the day off. And they're like, not anymore.
He wants to get paid. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to burn one more date. Either way, Raw this week, it was fine, but it was also one of those, we have a short staff. We have to make some stuff up. Let's go to work. No Vince McMahon, no Kevin Dunn, no Bruce Pritchard.
Yeah.
Whole lot of nobody there this week. There was, I think it was Ed Koski and John Laurinaitis were running the show. And Koski's been with the company for years as a writer. And Laurinaitis has also been on and off for years and years. So the show, they ended up doing Damian Priest versus Dolph Ziggler. That was fine. They're going to do the match again on New Year's, not New Year's, the next Raw. So next Monday. Because Priest got himself counted out, blah, blah, blah. And then on Raw Talk, they were like, we're going to do it again. But this time, if Damian Priest gets DQ'd, Dolph Ziggler wins the championship.
Oh, Kelsey, my.
Please. Yeah. They did Rey and Dominik versus the Street Profits for the Raw Tag Team titles. Street Profits are finally back after a two-week sequestering period, and they won the match.
Hooray.
They beat Rey and Dominik. Match was okay. Dominik is still, you know, Dominik. Still Dominik.
Yep.
Street Profits versus RK-Bro at day one. I'm looking forward to it because that match is relatively fresh. It's happened only once before. As a 2-on-2, and it was no contest, but it had some time the first time they ran the match. So there is potential for that to be a really fun and entertaining match.
Yep.
What did you think? Go ahead.
Yeah, just Randy and Riddle are doing good. Like, you know, they in what was probably not the planned opener, like, did a pretty good job of starting the show with their, like, Randy's gift gets a little hug, and the Otis and Gable stuff was not unentertaining. Poor Otis.
So first things first, we said it last week on the show, the story of the match is going to be Randy Orton versus Otis in the neck. And what does Riddle say? How are you gonna RKO, no bro?
Neck. How are you gonna RKO, they listen bro? To the show.
He's got no neck. What are they gonna do? And I'm like, oh, stop listening to our show.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is it's just that predictable, but that's fine.
But I'll tell you what wasn't predictable, and we absolutely called it, and no one else could have gotten this one. Miz and Maryse renewing their wedding vows.
Bang on. So perfect.
Oh, very proud moment for myself, let me tell you. I was over the moon.
No Beth yet, but she's a coming.
When they announced it for this week and not for like down the road, I'm like, oh, they're rushing this. But I think the Beth thing will happen sooner than later.
Yeah.
At this rate, they're not going to tell a long-term story. KO, the only man in that four-way showing up for work because the other three are unavailable and sequestered. Not great. Did not love that. But again, you make the best of what you got. What do we got? So Randy versus Otis is fine. Nothing really there. I think the big story here is just that RK-Bro are probably sticking around a little while longer.
I'm telling you, they're making it to Mania, 100%.
Yo, I think they're making it past Mania. Yeah. I'm starting to think that the Raw Tag Team title match is RK-Bro versus Seth and KO.
Yeah, that seems WrestleMania worthy.
Yeah, that is a star show. Like, that's a star match. And that's just the undercard. I mean, we still need to figure out who Big E's facing. Drew McIntyre. Omos. Winner of the 2021
Omos, yeah. 100%. Rumble, again, he's beloved. So
WWE champion, the giant Omos. Sorry. Riddle beat Chad Gable. So basically, Gable and Otis are now going to be the undercard. Well, they've never not been this. The undercard tag team losers, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Such a shame. One day they'll rise to the ranks of middle.
Yeah, they get to go out and call the audience dumb for that cheap heat every single week.
Detroit's pretty dumb, though.
Otis will become POTUS.
Sorry, I know we have fans from Detroit. And I'm also talking about doing a Kevin Nash Stan podcast. So Kevin Nash, famously from Detroit. And he's, anyway, Detroit. I don't want to talk about 24/7 stuff.
Oh, yeah, that happened. I don't care.
We talked about the RK-Bro tournament real quick. I'm just going through my notes. Grayson Waller and AJ. So first of all, I think you and I talked about this. If they had done the match with Omos, who was sequestered, they would have had Grayson Waller come in and interrupt the match or cost Styles the match. Are we in agreement here?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's just...
Instead, they had... This was a very confusing segment. Styles comes in. He invites Grayson Waller into the ring. They do a whole thing after they said Omos isn't here. And next thing you know, Waller's in the ring and he's like, you're not a star, I'm a star, I can be a star, blah, blah, blah. And then out comes Commander Aziz and Apollo Crews. And next thing is Aziz challenges AJ Styles to a match.
Yeah, because he's the lesser Omos.
Yes, because he is the lesser Omos. He is the big man. He's like, you want to beat a giant? Come and beat this giant. And so instead, Styles is like, yes, I'll fight you, Commander Aziz. Then they go and they do a bunch of stuff in the backstage. And then they come back and they ring the bell. And it's AJ Styles and Apollo Crews. And everyone's like, what happened? What is this shit? So during the break, they play it off as if Crews said to Aziz, I got this. I'll do it. Which was probably the best situation
wretched,
possible.
Just wretched. All of that was terrible.
The best imaginable outcome is Styles and Crews because they both have experience and they're both very good wrestlers and the chemistry was very good.
Because Commander Aziz can't wrestle, but that's fine. Because they keep hiring these guys who are super duper tall but can't actually do anything. Probably because it's horrid on their knees. But like, I don't know. Like,
hey man, don't... You can't make fun of Babatunde like that.
He's okay. Anyone greatest who uses Royal their thumb as a weapon is completely written off in my books.
Oh, hold on. Umaga would like a word. That Samoan Spike was Umaga thing of beauty.
Was good, yeah.
He was all great. Right.
I take it back.
That's right. You take that back. Anyway, so Styles and Crews have a good match. It's about 10 minutes long. But here's what really happens. In comes Aziz. He eats a phenomenal forearm. He stumbles around and he comes back and AJ like just gives him a shot to the face and is just like, get the hell out of here. Someone screwed up and I'm pretty sure it was Aziz. Something got weird.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. Owens versus Cedric Alexander. For some reason, the Hurt Business got back together for a night, even though Lashley's not.
They were already back together, I thought, as well. Like, they're like, oh, yeah. You know, Kevin's great. He did his thing.
Yeah, quick match.
He was great all night. Yeah, telling other Kevin he can't be named Kevin.
And, his name is Bert.
His name is Bert now, which is... Yeah.
Little Bert. Little Bert. You think it's Bert and Ernie Bert? Or is it like Bert... oh my God, what's his name? Come on. The actor.
Bert Reynolds.
Bert Reynolds.
It's not Bert Reynolds. It's definitely Bert and Ernie Bert.
But that's B-E-R-T. And he I was know, exactly. It B-U-R-T.
It's supposed to be demeaning.
So confused. Going back to the Waller thing, I'll bring up sports and things saying Waller is go away heat with me. AJ shouldn't lose to him. Build Waller another way. So we'll talk about it with the NXT chatter, but they're not doing a match. They're doing a confrontation at New Year's Evil. So it's not going to be AJ versus Grayson. It's going to be just an in-ring segment that I'm sure ends with someone getting beat down. Sure. You're making a face for the audio friends listening, but Waller having go away heat, I think it's a good thing right now.
That's the point. He's supposed to be a jerk. Like,
I think people are looking and being like, he's talking about trending. He's talking about this, but he only has like 8,000 followers on socials. I think that's the point.
Yeah. He's an absolute douchebag.
He's full of himself.
Right. Like he was a nobody before. Now he's like the biggest douche that ever douched. That's fine.
He's the lost Paul brother.
Yes, exactly. Like that's 100%. Like
the boxing shorts and all. He's the lost Paul brother. You hate him, but unfortunately, he's a good wrestler, and eventually you won't be able to deny that he's good. Mm-hmm. And we saw it last night on NXT when he faced Odyssey Jones. We'll get to that in a minute after we talk about Eric Bischoff and the wedding.
It's good to see Bischoff.
It was. He looked exactly like he did when he wore prosthetics in 2003 to officiate the other weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, so Miz and Maryse renew their vows. Thank you, WWE, for listening to my ideas and stealing them.
It was painful. And all of that was painful.
It wasn't great. And then out comes Miz during the whole... First of all, they do the whole like talking shit about Detroit because everyone talks shit about Detroit. Sorry, friends. Yeah. What about Detroit? I thought we were friends. I'm sorry, friends. Sorry. And then out comes Edge... And they do the whole, does anyone have anything else to add? And Edge is like, yes, I'm in your head, Miz, which is like the only trope that Edge knows now. Every single promo from Edge is, I'm in your
head. And brood callbacks, as we see moments later.
Yes, which he's done before versus Seth Rollins going into SummerSlam. So I was sitting there like, I'm going to do a brood bath. And then, the blood bath, as our friends want to call it. But now it's a brood bath.
It's a brood bath. As out comes
dark chocolate liquid, which I assume is the protein powder that you got for Christmas, just mixed in together in a very thick paste.
No, it looks pretty, it's still pretty pale.
That was the dark chocolate version of the one you got.
Even I have that one too, and it's also very pale, like alarmingly pale for how much chocolate is supposed to be.
So whatever that
just
was.
Saying Gangrel is super gettable. Don't understand. They're like, did he do something to them? Why can't we have some Gangrel?
No, there was a whole story before SummerSlam about him. He was supposed to do something with AEW and they pulled him.
Yeah. What did he do? Anyway.
Brood bath.
Yeah.
It was like dark chocolate. I'm telling you, it wasn't red.
Was it supposed to be blood?
It was always blood before. And now they're starting to like make it this red liquid.
It could be. I don't know, man. It's expensive to make large volumes of fake blood.
They're so a billion dollar compromise.
Oh, they are a $1 billion company. And they do waste sleeves upon sleeves of solo cups like week over week.
This is where I'm going to give them credit. Yes, they do waste those sleeves of solo cups, but they finally started putting those stupid solo cups in the background of their Titantron, and it makes it look like there's more. I'm a big fan of them actually making use of that video board. So that's cool. But yes, it didn't bug me, them calling it a brood bath. I really think in a WWE world where everything is marketable, that's just them using another term that they can market.
Does that much blood in the US like cause you to go up of rating? Is that possibly why? Like, is that there? Because then you add a gore tag to it and that takes it too far and they got to go up from PG-13.
Well, let's not forget, like, Vince hates blood on his TV show, has for a while.
It's boring.
Can't tell you, just the way it is. Yeah, call Gene Simmons. He's got fake blood lying around everywhere. He can just
No one wants to talk to Gene Simmons, even if you're getting something out of it. I don't want to talk to him.
He'll charge you triple. That's the thing.
Oh, what a piece of shit he is.
You know, I invented blood.
Shut up.
Oh, let's talk about it. Do you want to talk about NXT?
Yeah, I mean, we have to. That's kind of part of the show, isn't it?
It's part of the show. While you're here, you can toss a thumbs up, put us out of our misery, leave a comment, subscribe to the channel, because that's what we do for all y'all people that we appreciate so much. Okay, NXT. So, Grayson Waller comes out, and he starts talking smack. He was supposed to have a match with Dexter Lumis, but now that's not happening, and instead, Odyssey Jones comes out. They have their match, and I'm sitting there like, oh, shit. Odyssey Jones is going to take an L because Grayson Waller has not won a match in NXT since debuting.
Yeah.
Odyssey Jones calls Grayson Waller a big bitch.
Yeah, wow. You can tell that segment was thrown together. Yeah. Like, they really just went to what is very comfortable to them.
I'm a little concerned that what they're going to do next with Odyssey Jones, because now he's in all black. He's going to, like, lose another match, and he's going to freak out and turn heel, because that's the only way WWE knows how to turn people. And I don't want that. I don't want to see Odyssey Jones the heel. I really liked Odyssey Jones in the breakout tournament, where he was, like, super charismatic and people were, like, getting behind him and being like, this guy has something.
Yep. Instead, we get Grayson Waller.
Have fun with that. And then, yeah, AJ Styles shows up and he's like, hey, I'm going to show up next week in New Year's Evil. It's not a match. It's a confrontation. This is my favorite segment of the entire show. And the show peaks early for me. Mackenzie Mitchell, who can never do an interview without being interrupted. She's got Raquel Gonzalez and Cora Jade, and they're talking about their match. They're going to do a tag match versus, Io and Kaylee Ray. Okay. And then Io is just like, when you... or whoever wins the title after New Year's Evil, I want the first shot. And then Kaylee Ray, Rage Room enthusiast Kaylee Ray, is like, no, I want the first shot. And then all of a sudden, Mandy Rose shows up on the TV behind them, as if she knew this was going to happen, as if she's watching the show and she somehow has a patch into the show.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's like, Toxic Attraction couldn't be here tonight. So instead, it's going to be Gonzalez and Jade versus Shirai and Ray, and then the winners will be inserted into the triple threat. Like, where do we get this?
I mean, just like, they just, the COVID scrambling was just hilarious. Like, it was so obvious.
It was so weird. And yeah, Mandy hasn't been on TV proper. Like, she hasn't been in the arena in a couple of weeks, so. Who knows what that's about? I don't listen, whatever. Like, just having her patch in and be like, I can make matches now, was inherently stupid and hilarious. Yeah,
just so nuts.
Time. I loved it. So let's just move on. MSK come out, and of course they're stoners, and Riddle is like, hey bro, you should call out Imperium. So they call out Imperium, yada yada yada, Imperium with Walter versus MSK and Riddle next week on New Year's Evil. What are your thoughts about Walter coming back and Riddle making an appearance back in NXT? What do you think?
Big match. Real big match. Kind of out of nowhere. Good stuff.
Yeah. I saw Ginny had posted earlier this week that she was going to board an international flight. And I said, she's not coming alone.
Nope.
So I'm expecting Ginny to make her NXT debut. And we're seeing Walter's going to show up and be a part of NXT. For those who don't know, they are a couple, Ginny and Walter. So there we go. Looking forward to that. Remember last week when I tweeted out how Harland was going to throw someone off the roof of the PC?
Yes.
And he almost did this
another
week?
This is the one, the other thing that I was referencing. I was like, oh.
Stop reading my tweets. Or at least pay me some sort of finder's fee. We'll get to that afterwards. No, we'll just get to it now. Andre Chase versus Harland. Harland beats the shit out of Andre Chase.
Yeah, Andre Chase. That one seemed like, oh no, we have no one. Throw out the other heel for some reason.
I'm so upset that Brian Kendrick didn't make the show. I thought, come on, everyone was so stoked to see Brian Kendrick.
Yeah.
Even though we all knew he was going to get his ass beat, we were just like, come on. It just didn't happen that way. Instead, we got Andre Chase, who's like, this is a teachable moment. And he got a lesson in getting his head smashed into the mat for 5 minutes.
Smash, 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 smash.
And then Bodhi comes in. He's the long-haired blonde kid, and he gets dragged to the back by Harland and Joe Gacy.
Yep.
It was fine. It was good. And earlier they had set up Van Wagner versus Malik Blade.
Who are you? Just like, yeah, fair. I also didn't know who he was.
Very was good like, question, Von Wagner. Who is he?
He was so angry. Yeah, I really liked just that caveman rage he put on.
Oh, it's not great. So either way, yeah, that's a match that happens later on in the night. We can. Do you want to just fast forward to that real quick?
Von Wagner wins because he needed to get his win back.
He gets his win back, but you've got Robert Stone there, and I'm sitting there, I'm waiting for Robert Stone to get involved with Van Wagner, become his mouthpiece, and redress him. Give him a whole new wardrobe.
Yeah, that would be excellent, actually. There's so much good like comedy and just good heel fodder there, and they're going to do the long-term storytelling where we get knowing glances but no actual forward momentum for weeks now.
I want Robert Stone to take Von Wagner shopping and yes. be like, "Ugh, look at those tights. You got bad dump ass in those tights."
Dump ass.
Use the word dump ass just to tell us that you're watching the show. Okay.
Yeah. If you're watching, dump ass.
Dump ass is the play. Legado del Fantasma have a run in with Solo Sikoa. I'm sitting there and I'm internally freaking out because I just want Santos Escobar to be this giant star.
He's not going to be. He's going to like float and flitter in the wind out here, and then they're going to release him.
I'll give you my trajectory. I hope you're wrong, but I'll give you my trajectory. Okay. When we get to that match. Fallon Henley, the former Tesha Price, lost to the debuting Tiffany Stratton. Cool. Match was whatever. Stratton does a reverse thing. I don't know what to call that move yet, and I don't think she does either. So match happened.
I think we're still figuring out
what did you think
on screen.
What did you think of the North American Championship and Cruiserweight Championship contract signing between, who was it, Roderick Strong and Carmelo Hayes?
It had its moments. Roderick Strong super struggled.
Well, he was in there with Trick and Bivens who were running that segment.
Yeah, and it was just like, maybe you shouldn't have said it. Like, when he was just like, tell him I'm going to kick his ass. That's funny. But then his last bit was so lame.
Which part?
The last thing he said. I can't remember what it was.
He called him Humbled Hayes.
Yeah, Humbled Hayes. And he barely got that out. And I was like,
I enjoyed the segment. I enjoyed Bivens being like, I'm not going to translate for you, Trick. And that alone made the segment. Those two just, they had fun.
You know? That was fun.
Yeah. Gas prices are high. That's what it's all about.
They are.
The rent is too damn high. And then I do like that Bivens is able to get Trick so worked up that Trick puts himself into the position to get put through a table.
Yeah. He was pretty funny. Like, kind of overdid the shtick there as he was going through that table. But that was fun.
Yeah, exactly. And like Mod Mike's saying, Wade Barrett brought up that the winner will be the North American champion. If Cruiserweight Championship is dead, I can't say expected. I'm shocked.
No, like the thing's less than 2 years old, isn't it? Like,
no, 2016. So it lasted 5 years.
2016, not the purple belt.
Yeah, the purple belt.
No, I saw it. No.
Yes.
We were doing this show when it was the like, CWC. When they had a tournament.
Nope, they had the Cruiserweight Classic.
No, you're right. They had the tournament. Yeah, okay, never mind. I thought that was the debut of the belt for some reason.
No, they did a reintroduction for the title at one point. Either way, it was when it was brought officially to NXT. That's what you're thinking of.
Yeah, because they had to strip it from the like Irish Sex Pest.
Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah. And then they had to do the amalgamation because there was a real champ and the fake champ, all that gimmick. Okay, so Solo Sikoa and Santos Escobar. Sikoa gets the win, which wasn't surprising, and we knew it was going to happen. Soluso. He gets the win. Not surprised. Here's the thing with Escobar. You know how WWE has this whole, we're looking for the next big Latino superstar?
I mean,
and they keep flubbing
it. Like they kind of want that, but they don't actually want that.
Because
like
they have Rey. And they're hoping it's his son is the next big Latino superstar. Now, here's the thing. Santos Escobar has it. He speaks fluent Spanish, fluent English. He has the look. He's clearly working his ass off on his physique. He has a lot of really big potential. What I think we're going to see is a face turn for Escobar on his way up to main roster.
Yeah, I think that hopefully. I really hope that is where things are going. It's just, I don't know.
He's
not tall, so.
No, but they don't need to be. Like, when they're trying to find their next Latino superstar, they're never tall. I'm sorry to put it, like, very bluntly, but, like,
that's, no. But that's true. Been. But also, like, I don't know. Eddie had to go through a lot to get a lot of attention being not tall. So, anyway.
Look at Ray. Anyway, with Escobar, so I see Zion Quinn, because it looks like the focus has been shifted to Electra Lopez with Legado del Fantasma more than Santos. So what I think we're going to see is Zion Quinn versus Santos Escobar, and then it's going to be a swerve. Lopez will help Quinn win the match. They'll oust Escobar from Legado, and Escobar will show up on Raw or SmackDown. I would prefer Raw so that he's not put with Los Lotharios, and they make it like, oh, look at these beautiful Mexican men. They're heartthrobs. Put him on Raw. Have him do something meaningful.
Still a missed opportunity with Rosebud.
I missed that. And meanwhile, Solo Sikoa, they started talking about what you and I talked about a couple weeks ago with Paul Heyman when on SmackDown. Heyman was like, I could go down to NXT, find someone new, but I'm too old for this shit. They hit it a little too hard. I don't think they're going to do it. But I like that they talked about it.
Yeah. Good knowing nod, but yeah, I think it kind of tipped their hand there.
Yeah. And then in the overrun, sorry, not the overrun, the main event, Raquel Gonzalez, Cora Jade versus Yoshirai, Kaylee Ray. It had an overrun, but anyway. Okay. Again, match was fine. One thing that absolutely bugged the absolute shit out of me was the idea that Gonzalez and Cora Jade had to fight over who gets the pin, despite the fact that it doesn't matter who gets the pin because the winners are both in the match next week.
And they get to fight each other literally next week. So, like, whatever, like, oh, it's dumb. It's real dumb. And, like, they did another one of those wink, wink, nudge, nudge, coexist, like, things. It's like, ugh.
Drove me absolutely up the wall. Don't know what we were expecting. Don't know why we got what we got. Gonzalez and Jade win. They're going to be in the women's title three-way next week. I can tell you how it's going to go. Mandy Rose is going to pin Raquel Gonzalez after Toxic Attraction show up. Because again, in no DQ in a triple threat. And then after JC Jane and Gigi Dolan show up, you're going to have EO and Kaylee Ray show up. And then they're going to beat up the other two members of Toxic Attraction so that they can brawl to the back so that they can set up the women's tag match for the following week on NXT. Meanwhile, Mandy Rose is going to hit the Rose Plant or whatever she calls it on Raquel, get the 1-2-3 and retain her championship. Just clip that for next week or 2 weeks from now, whatever you want.
Get ready. Prep it up.
NXT was okay. It was fine. It was just it
was a clear like
we got to get to next week. That's all that matters. It's the last show of the year. Let's have a good enough show.
New Year's Evil sounds pretty stacked. I'll give them that.
It does. What's on the card there? I know we're doing.
We got the six man. We got the unification match. We got the women's main event.
We have Ciampa and Breaker, who were both not on the show this week.
Yeah, which notable absence with that.
Yeah, Rose Gonzalez, Cora, we talked about that. Strong and Mellow, which
and I thought we had Grayson Waller versus AJ Styles, but apparently we're just competing. A segment.
And then Riddle and MSK versus Imperium. I like it.
Yeah.
They got to add one more match between now and then, don't they?
They do, yeah, you'd think. But
Joe Gacy versus someone. Put me in a match. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today.
Yeah, it might be like Joe Gacy and Harlan versus
Chase and Bodie.
Chase and, which is, again, who am I cheering for?
You're cheering for me, Tim. You're cheering for me.
They're all scum. Maybe we'll finally get Brian Kendrick. Maybe that's the match.
Special guest referee, Brian Kendrick.
Oh, my God. No, put him in a match.
I love it. Day one is this coming Saturday.
Oh, what?
Yes, it is New Year's Day. It is the Saturday.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which means on twitch.tv/FightfulGaming, we'll have a live watch along. Pals, you're willing to join us, ready to join us. Tim, you know, is invited to join us as well, as he always is. It's a pretty stacked card. It looks like it's going to happen as advertised, unless there's some last minute tomfoolery. Although CDC guidelines have changed, so 5 days seems to be the quarantine period.
Yeah, we don't care anymore. America.
Yeah, well, we're Canadian, so it doesn't matter to us. Yes, we're going to do predictions. If you go over to our Discord channel, there's a free link in the video description. You can join us there where we do our predictions. Tim and I will give ours. SmackDown this week is a clip show, so it won't matter. We'll be able to spend. Yes, it won't matter. It's a clip show. Best of 2021 on FS1, so we don't even have to watch it.
Yay! Yes.
If you go, if you really care, you can go to WWE.com right now, and you can see what matches they're going to be talking about on SmackDown. Nothing will be a surprise, because everything's been laid out, and people are already discussing the fact that Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks at WrestleMania was not number one. It was the number two match. Do you want to take a guess at what the number one match is? I guarantee you will not get it.
Is it one of the mediocre Hell in a Cells?
It is a Hell in a Cell match. Try me.
It's that Seth Rollins and Edge one, yeah?
Pardon?
Seth Rollins Edge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one at Crown Jewel.
Oh, God. Oh, God, no.
I saw that and I was like, oh, they're gearing up to go back.
Did they pay that? Did they pay for that too? Was that on the menu for whichever prince wanted this bullshit?
Happy New Year to the prince. Yeah, not enough people watch Walter versus Ilya to make it the match of the year, but a lot of people are talking about how good of a match
it was. It was very good, yeah.
Okay, before we do predictions, we did this for AEW, the good and the bad this year. In WWE... the bad, unfortunately, we can probably go on for hours.
I don't even think we need to. Like, that's just it's
kind of self-explanatory. There's a lot of stuff. What's the good? What happened this year, or stuff that you noticed was helpful for WWE?
Roman Reigns, obviously. Roman Reigns. Big Roman Reigns stuff.
I'll shout one.
RK Bro.
Yeah.
RK Bro.
I'm a fan of the representation that we saw this year from WWE. Saw a lot of people of color winning championships.
Yeah, Big E's win, man. Yeah,
Big E's winning for sure. Yeah, Zombies was absolutely a huge positive. Thank you, Mike. I know you're a big fan. Grayson Waller and Andre Chase were both zombies this year.
That's cute.
But yeah, Big E winning the championship, Bianca Belair winning a championship, Sasha Banks being a champion. Like, there was a lot going on there. Big fan of that stuff. What else was big this year? They made more money than ever before.
Kevin Owens had a good year. Good year for Kevin Owens.
Yes, KO did have a good year. I think even going back to that Rumble match with Reigns, that really started to set the tone for what had been a very positive year for him.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny because there were a lot of good wrestlers this year, but for the company-wide, there wasn't like a ton of stuff for us to run on.
No, like there was I don't know. There wasn't that. Storylines weren't that memorable.
I think a lot of it comes down to the Roman and Brock stuff right now is good. I think we're going to run into a very interesting story with Paul Heyman and Roman and Brock very shortly. Mustafa Ali was put into a really good storyline that we won't talk about what happened afterwards. He's a dad. He's a new dad. He's happy. Let him be happy. Got his
money. Papa. He's a papa.
I will agree that fans returning was a big deal. I think that was very helpful for both AEW and WWE. I hope that we're able to keep fans in attendance and that it's safe. I hope more fans wear their masks at shows.
I think fans will continue to be present. Safe will not be the right word, but we'll see. Maybe Omicron will just burn it all out. Maybe it is weaker, hopefully.
Again, we don't need to get into how things are looking in ICUs, but honestly, just do your best. Just do your best to be safe around other people. That's all I can ask. That's all I can say. Do your part. WWE next year has a lot of opportunity to do better. Do I expect a lot? No. Could it happen? Sure. With the right voices getting in the right heads, absolutely.
Nah. All right. Same. Well, more of the same. More of the same in 2022. That's what I expect.
To be honest, you're probably right. But yeah. We got a big WrestleMania coming up in Dallas. We've got a big Royal Rumble coming up in St. Louis at the end of January. So there's this is the time of year where I start getting interested. Goldberg has shown up again. He was on the Pat McAfee show. So he's got one match left. The Big E match. It's happening.
Bobby Lashley also had a great year. Yeah, yes. Good shout. Good shout out.
Yeah. Maud Dan got it. Bobby Lashley having that WrestleMania, the beginning of the year, all the way through to when he dropped the title to Big E. There was a lot of good stuff from Bobby Lashley this year, too.
Big Bobby Lashley year. Cared more about Bobby Lashley than I have in his entire, like, how many years he's been doing this? Like 20 years?
That's the thing. When he came back in, I think it was 2018, I remember saying, like, the Lashley that came back wasn't the Lashley that ended up becoming Lashley now.
Yeah.
And so what we have now is the Lashley that we were waiting for. The Lashley that was dominant in Impact and had a really cool story going on and could talk. He could always talk. So yeah, Lashley had a big year. Pat McAfee on SmackDown has been fresh of breath air.
There you go. Theming through thread.
I like that. So Pat McAfee, absolutely getting good interviews as well. Goldberg versus Big E at Rumble. I'm just putting that out there. Okay.
That's fine. I'm fine with it at Rumble. Makes sense.
Yeah. Day one. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
We got a show.
Yeah.
Let's start with everyone's favorite, Drew McIntyre versus Madcap Moss.
Oh, that's cute. I didn't know he got a match on the show.
Yo, he got a match on the show.
Madcap Moss, eh? Not Corbin?
Not Corbin. I guess we're going to
drag that out even longer.
Woof. Yeah. So
Drew McIntyre wins.
What if Madcap wins the match after what's his face? Happy Corbin gets involved.
Oh, gross. Oh, that's a possibility. That's so gross.
Does Drew really need the win? Does he?
Yes. Yeah. Listen, he
just won that six man with the New Day versus Madcap Moss and Corbin and whoever the other one was that I can't remember. Oh
God, it's gonna be
Sheamus? I don't know. I think Drew wins.
Yeah, I'm not changing.
This is Drew versus Jinder from SummerSlam all over again.
Yep.
It's going to be a short match. It's going to mean nothing. And Drew's still not going to use the damn sword. Use the sword, Drew. This
cut
is your chance.
Cut off a head or a limb at least.
Yeah, cut off his finger. And then join you and Tony D can be besties.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Okay, let's move on. They've got RK-Bro versus Street Profits for the Raw Tag Team Championships. That match was made official last night, which I like. I don't see RK-Bro dropping these titles.
Nope.
If they do, then it's the beginning of the end for RK-Bro, I guess.
Too much merch. No.
They'll both be in the Rumble. They'll both have a match at the Rumble as well for the tag titles, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, yeah.
I think at the Rumble, it could be RK-Bro versus Otis and Gable. If you do enough going in there. Yeah. So RK-Bro gets the win?
Yes.
Okay. For the Raw Women's Championship, we didn't see much of it this past week because some people are sequestered. Becky Lynch champion takes on Liv Morgan.
Awkward placement. Dolph Ziggler comes to the ring. Hey, everybody, look at the screen.
Oh, it wasn't him. It was Mike Rome. It was the regular announcer who was like, look at the screen.
No. Dolph Ziggler came to the ring. Mike Rome gets in the ring and then distracts everyone from Dolph Ziggler in the ring.
Got it. You made it sound like it was Dolph Ziggler who introduced the video
package.
That
would have been more interesting to me. It would have made no sense, but at least I wouldn't have been as annoyed.
Ladies and gentlemen, it should have been me, but here is Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan. Anyway, do you see the title changing hands? Do you see Becky Lynch dropping the title to Liv Morgan on day one?
No.
I think I agree with you. I think Becky is going to retain, but I think we're getting one step closer to someone wising up to her grabbing the ropes to win a match.
Yeah, 100%. I just don't think it'll be Liv.
Only other way I can see it is Liv gets the win by calling out Becky, getting her arm on the rope, doing the cheating finish again. Becky getting caught after the three count and then restarting the match.
Yeah.
I don't see why they would do it though.
Yeah.
And then Liv has like a short championship reign. Drops it to Bianca.
Another Nikki Ash would be what that is.
It's what we need. Okay, let's move along. For the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the Usos are going to take on the New Day for what is probably the 20th time this year. I don't even know anymore with the Usos and New Day matches.
I don't care. I don't know either. I don't know what.
I think the New Day win. Yeah. I think the New Day win the titles.
Yeah, I think so too.
Don't know why.
It's the beginning. I don't know. Maybe Roman's on his way outs, downs, losing the title. It's been a while.
Well, let's get to that match. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. And which side is Paul on? I think it's a swerve, and I think Roman Reigns retains.
Yeah, I think so too. Through Paul's help, right? That's what you're saying?
Yep. Paul helped Roman retain with that title. And Edge versus Miz in a singles match. I think the Miz will win this.
I hope he does. I think he deserves it.
Yeah, they got to do Edge and Beth versus Miz and Maryse. That's got to be the Mania match.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'd be a banger.
Yep. So Miz winning that, he can hold it over Edge's head, and then the wives get involved, and we make it a mixed tag, and we're good to go. Let's have it. That's a main event in Texas.
Yeah.
But like, not a really main event, just like a show.
No, God, no. No, no, no. Like maybe, probably an early match on day two or something.
Day two. Welcome to WWE day two. Doesn't have as much impact. Fatal four-way for the WWE title. I would like to see this main event the show. I think it's bigger build. And also Big E deserves to have a bloody main event match on a pay-per-view already. Big E versus Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens versus Bobby Lashley. Who do you think wins and who gets the pin? What do you want?
I hope Big E retains. That's what I hope. I think he should hold it until Mania.
I agree with you. I want Big E to pin Bobby Lashley. It's a really strange setup if Bobby Lashley is turning face to have Big E beat him, though.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. He can pin Seth.
I still think the setup for Big E versus Bobby Lashley Big E versus Goldberg should be that Big E pins Lashley.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because right. Goldberg then comes out the next night and says, hey, yeah. I also pinned Lashley. We have that in common. Let's fight for the title. Can't see it being anything else. I mean, they can pin Owens, sure, but I can't see Rollins or Owens winning the title.
No.
I could see, even though we just said Rollins and Owens versus RK-Bro for the tag titles, Big E versus Seth Rollins at Mania would be good. Or you do Big E versus Rollins at... No, he can't do it at the Rumble because we just did it for Goldberg.
No, that's Goldberg. Yeah, I think because Big E should win this Mania match, you know, so that he actually has a decent Mania title win.
Or it's the last Goldberg match. You do Big E versus Seth at the Rumble, and then you do Big E versus Goldberg at Mania.
Blech.
I don't like it either, but unfortunately, if you want to bring in all your stars, that's the time to do it.
Blech.
Big E pins Lashley?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. What's this from Mod Dan? Big E can't pin Seth because E pinning someone else would give Seth ammo to say his match is supposed to be one-on-one and he can petition for another title shot. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why exactly, if Big E... So there you go. Big E versus Seth at the Rumble and then Big E versus Goldberg at Mania. Maybe that's the play.
Yawn.
Maybe that's the play. But you think Big E retains as well?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think you guys will retain a great amount of fun coming into 2022. That's my prediction for you. You can always blame me. Tim, should we get out of here? Should we let the people have the rest of their day to themselves?
Yep.
By the way,
enjoy it. But after joining the Discord. And subscribing.
Yeah, subscribe to the channel here if you haven't yet. And on top of that, leave a thumbs up, drop a comment, whatever you want to do.
Thumb it.
We appreciate you. Yeah, thumb up. Thumb us. Give us the old thumbs.
Yeah, like Umaga.
Yeah, the Samoan spike. Give us your Samoan spike. Tim, where can the kids find you on the internet?
Oh, they can find me at Tim Stone, TimStoneP on Twitter.
Go to timandjoelpod.com or youtube.com/timandjoelpod. You can subscribe to us there, watch us live, or on any audio platform, wherever you get it. Drop us a 5-star review, and you know what that does. It gets us a little bit closer to your friends' ears and to ours. And I am at Joel Pearl, JoelPearl. This was our last show for 2021. Thank you guys and girls and friends beyond the binary. Thank you, Tim. You're always my favorite person to talk wrestling with. Don't tell anyone else. Thank you for that. And we'll see you on day two to review day one and all the other stuff. Folks, have a good one. Cheers.